Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, my gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Babe podcast. I promised you I would get more episodes out, so here I am, finally recording an episode that I was meant to record back in August. Okay, maybe September. Actually, it was September because the launch ended in September. I was supposed to tell you guys all about all the juicy, juicy details that you guys want to know about my $1.85 million launch, how I manifested it finally, and how I got over my revenue plateau. So this episode is a very long time coming, and the reason being is, okay, two reasons. Long time coming since I promised I would record it, and long time coming since I manifested it. So long time since I, you know, wanted to record it because for some reason I just wanted to sit on this episode. I really wanted the lessons to integrate, and I really wanted to speak from a place that wasn't coming from like this high of like, oh my God, it finally happened. Yay, awesome. I really wanted to just let that energy settle and speak from a hindsight perspective and really allow things to play out to where I could just calmly, neutrally look back and give you guys the higher perspective where I finally have reflected on exactly what shifted, and I'm able to come at you from like a reporter's perspective and be like, all right, guys, this is what worked, this is what didn't work. Now, instead of really focusing on what didn't work, because clearly this has been a year, a manifestation that's taken 2 years to manifest, there's a lot that hasn't worked. So, but I really want to focus on what did work, because my intention for this episode is for you guys to take the lessons that I'm sharing with you guys and apply them to some other area in your life. So it doesn't have to be, it can be a launch, it can be your business, it can be a program that you're launching, but it doesn't have to be. And I want to share more of the universal lessons. So even though I'm going to be sharing details that go into business, go into the launch, all that good stuff, I want to make sure that you guys know that I want you to be listening to the gold nuggets that can be applicable to just about any area in your life that's taking forever to manifest. So if you've been following me for at least the last 2 years, you know that I've been setting the same business manifestation goal over and over and over and over again for 2 entire years. And you guys already know, I'm an open book. I share my vision board. I share my goals. I share what I'm, you know, currently manifesting all the freaking time. Sometimes when I feel like my energy isn't quite behind something, I will kind of keep it a secret, keep it to myself, and then share as I feel the energy building stronger and stronger behind that. And I have a whole podcast episode explaining, and I don't remember what the title is. So you guys have to do your own research. I think I recorded it like 10-ish, maybe episodes ago. I was talking about, like, should you share your manifestation goals with other people or not? Should you keep it to yourself? And what is that whole debate about? So I do both. But anyway, this has been an open goal. Okay. I've been sharing this goal for a long time and it just recently manifested. Yes. Which goes to show you guys that even the best manifestors, even the quote unquote experts out there, the people that, you know, have podcasts talking about manifesting, stumble across resistance to their goals. And we all got inner shifts to do, you guys. We all have our inner work. We all have our inner shifts that we need to make in order for us to receive what we want. So to give you guys a little bit of a backstory, I had my very first big launch back in 2018. 2018 was a great year. It was a year that I tripled my income. It was another quantum leap year for me. I went from, you know, 2016 making $9,000, 2017 making $600,000, and then 2018 was a 1.6 or 1.8, somewhere in between, million-dollar year. So it was huge. And within that year, I had my first big launch. And I always knew, this was really something that I just knew was that would inevitably become my goal, a $1 million launch, because I heard a lot of my peers at the time and people whose podcasts I would listen to and people who inspired me back then, they would have these multi-million dollar, you know, one of my best friends is James Wedmore, and he has, his biggest launch was $5.8 million in 4 days. Like, these are the kind of people that I hang around with. So I'm like, you know what, that's definitely going to be one of my goals. And, but you know, with the ladder of believability, which is something that I teach in Rich Babe Academy, I talk about how you need stepping stone goals. So my first stepping stone goal was like a huge stepping stone goal was $500,000 in a launch. And so that happened back in 2018. I had my first 500K launch. But because I'm super ambitious, you know, I decided to go for $1 million after 500K because why not? And really, guys, it means that I can impact more people, right? I'm not just putting out these programs for selfish reasons. I'm putting out these programs because I genuinely want to help people. I have experienced so much magic and so many miracles in my own life that I cannot keep them from you. I cannot go live my life knowing these juicy secrets and tips and tricks and hacks to make your life easier, to make your life more enjoyable, to make your life more fulfilling. I can't keep that from you. So I put a lot of my juiciness into these programs. And if I have a $1 million launch, it means that I got my program out to more people, right? And I also wanted to show people, this is part of my motivation for why I set big goals, is I want to show people that it's possible for them too. So I wanted to show people after I had my 500K launch, like, watch, a $1 million launch is also possible. So I set a goal of generating 7 figures worth of revenue in just 5 days. And what happened the next launch was awesome, but it was not $1 million. It was a 600K launch, which of course, celebrating, so happy, amazing, incredible. It means we got a whole 6 figures closer to our seven figure goal. But then what happened was the plateau. Bum, bum, bum. So that's when every single launch from that next one, whenever it was in 2018, until August of 2020, so 2 whole years, it was 600,000, 600,000, and then 600,000, and then another 600,000, 600,000, 600,000. It was like no matter what we did, no matter what we changed, no matter what we shifted, no matter what our intentions were, we would constantly get $600,000. So clearly, of course, I'm grateful for that. Of course, it's a big deal, you guys, right? it showed me that I was really good at being an energetic match to $600,000, because no matter what I did, no matter how hard I worked or how little I worked, my launches would generate $600,000. But $1 million just wasn't happening. So I went on this thing called an adventure for the last 2 years of trying to figure out, how the hell do I bust through my manifestation plateau? Because obviously there was some sort of resistance that I wasn't seeing to this number. There's a part of me that didn't believe it was possible, because if every single cell of my being, every single molecule, every single atom, every single energetic particle of my being believed it was 100,000% possible, it would happen in an instant. But clearly there was resistance to that number, and I was not fully an energetic match to it. Perhaps consciously, I saw so many examples of people around me who were doing it clearly, but for some reason there was resistance for me. Okay. And then, long story short, August 2020 happened. While launching Rich Babe Academy from Sedona, Arizona, aka one of my favorite places in the world now, it finally happened, you guys. It finally happened. But it didn't just happen, guys. This is what's crazy. We hit our $1 million goal that we've had for so long. And I say we because it's me and my team. We've all been consciously manifesting it in 36 hours. 36 hours. It was wild. And I kept my mouth shut. I did not announce it until the very end because I didn't want to get into the energy of it. I'll share with you why. It's a very conscious process that I do now during my launches, which is what led me to busting through this plateau. It's very important for me that I didn't make a big deal out of it. So I hit $1 million in 36 hours. And then we proceeded to hit $1.85 million by the end of the launch. It was absolutely the highlight of the year. And not the highlight of the year because it's a number, because it's just a fucking number, right? It was the highlight of the year because this is something that my team and I have been visualizing for so long. And to see that not just me, because it's not just about me, that everybody could enjoy hitting this goal, it was like a freaking party at Team Manifestation Babe. And we, to this day, every time we have a meeting talking about like the previous quarter, what went well, what didn't well, anytime we talk about the year and the highlights of the year, like this keeps coming up over and over and over again. And it was so exciting for us. So here's where the juiciness of the episode comes in, okay? What exactly changed? What was different? And more importantly, what lessons did I learn that I can pass down to you guys? So I have just a bunch of tips. They're in no particular order. I am going to share what I think is the most crucial one at the very end, but I don't want to do that right now because I want you guys to have your ears wide open. And I really want you to listen to one piece of value that you guys can take away that you can actually implement today. Because you're going to know that your soul is going to say, oh my God, listen to that. That's the thing. That's what resonates. That's what I haven't been doing. That's the missing piece. That's the missing puzzle piece. I got to listen to that. I got to, more importantly, apply that. So I want to make sure you're on the lookout. And this is how I personally consume information when I'm listening to a podcast or a YouTube video or reading a book or taking a course. I am just waiting for that inspiration that hits me like a ton of bricks where my soul says, that's the thing right there. Focus on that. And then I apply that one thing and then I go back to it and then I re-listen and I'm like, that's the other thing. Apply that. And then I re-listen and I go back to it and then it's like, okay, now apply that. And every time I do that, instead of trying to implement everything all at the same time, I just take it one at a time. So don't get overwhelmed. I'm going to share a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is going to sound familiar and there's going to be one that I'm really going to stress, but they're all important. Okay. So first and foremost, here's like the practical thing, you guys, that I do want to share. Because of course, it's not all miracles and magic, right? There is practicality to it. Manifestation sounds like it's all rainbows and butterflies, but when you're practicing it in the 3D, you see that there's a lot of science and a lot of practicality that goes into it. There's a lot of action that you actually have to take. You're not just going to sit on the couch and like money's just going to poof in front of you. Like, sure, that might happen, you know, under some circumstances, I guess. But for most of us, we're going to have to take some sort of action. Aligned, inspired action, of course, but action is still important. So here's a practical thing. My team and I have been perfecting the most aligned launch strategy for us for years. Okay. It was in 2017 that I realized at the very end that I don't want to throw shit at the wall and see what sticks anymore. I figured out a good majority of what I think sticks with me. And I figured out that I didn't want to be working 24/7. I don't want to launch something every single month. I don't want to be selling something every single month. I get exhausted. I don't want to do that. I really want to concentrate my efforts. And I really want to pick like one or two programs that I go way deep into and just launch those programs a few times a year. Now, when you're a young business, you might not have enough traction to be able to sustain your business through this. So it's important that you start setting up the foundation for it, but you don't expect that all you need is two launches a year, especially when you're still growing your audience, when your audience isn't big enough yet. When you're just launching a program for the first time, not many people know about it. So it's important that you are implementing a foundation that you know is going to sustain the kind of business that you really want while also doing other revenue generating, profit making activities so that you can sustain yourself as a business. So at the end of 2017, I realized that I really want to create a business where I'm working for a couple weeks and then I'm taking some time off. And then I'm doing another stretch of like a month. Month or two on, month or two off, a month or two on, a month or two off. And ideally, what I would love is I would really love like a good 2 months on and then like 2 months off, or a month on and like 2 months off, ideally. Ideally, I'd love to do like one thing a quarter. Anyway, this isn't even important. My point is that I really wanted to create a business that allows me to travel and not travel and have to work, but actually travel and take time off. So I decided that we are going to start with Rich Babe Academy and we're going to launch it, and we're going to launch it every 2 months. And then what ended up happening is that we decided, that's when I came out with Manifestation Babe Academy. And then I realized, okay, people want both programs. And so what I started doing is I started alternating them, but we use the exact same launch strategy. And over time, we just perfected like, what is the perfect cart open, cart close? How many emails do we send out? What do we do to promote it? Like, we just keep perfecting it. And I'm not saying it's perfect. By perfecting it, I don't mean that we have the perfect strategy. We just have the most aligned strategy for us at this moment with where the business is at this moment. So this launch that we had in August of 2020 marks our 26th launch. So since starting Manifestation Babe, the last time I counted, I think it's like, it's anywhere in the mid to late 20s. So 26th or 28th launch, which means that we have had a lot of practice, you guys, a lot of fucking practice, which does matter since a lot of people, this is the biggest mistake I see. A lot of people don't have the patience with this process of perfecting your most aligned strategy when it comes to anything. So whether it's business and a course or a launch or a program, or it's a strategy for relationships and attracting a soulmate, or if it's for fitness and health, no matter what it is, I see a lot of people give up way too soon because they don't have patience with the process of figuring out what is the most aligned and what is the most sustainable process that is going to give you your dream life. So it takes you the least amount of effort, it's the most streamlined, and it's the most effective all at the exact same time. I see a lot of people have one launch that doesn't work out or doesn't go their way, and then they just scrap everything, which is the biggest mistake you can make, because you should be tweaking things instead. You should be looking at this launch and being like, okay, why do I think, or if you have a team, why do we think that it didn't go so well? What are the mistakes that we made? How can we tweak it? What worked well? How can we double down on the things that worked well? So it's very important that you don't scrap everything, but instead just build off of that foundation. So I want to make sure you guys understand that we've had a very strong foundation. Okay, the foundation has sustained $600,000 launches over and over and over and over and over again, right? It's like a system. It's like a plug and play process, which has been amazing. However, the issue here has been like, why is it not busting through 600K, right? Why is it not getting to a million? So here's where I'm going to continue with more of the energetic stuff, okay? So my second tip is that I stopped making launches a big deal. This is a big deal. I stopped making launches a big deal. So I learned about something called the power of neutrality. And this is not something I learned from a book. It's not something I learned from a course. It's not something I learned from someone. This is really something that came to me that I discovered on my own, and I embodied it and I practiced it and I experimented with it and I figured out this shit is really potent. So the power of neutrality is really about being centered in this energy. This is how I've been able to describe it to people. It's where you're centered and grounded in this energy that no external circumstance, nothing outside of you, no external circumstance, no goal, no manifestation, absolutely nothing outside of you means anything about who you are and what you're capable of. It's like sustaining this solid foundation of self-worth and self-value, where you know that you are absolutely deserving and worthy of anything you could possibly want. And there is nothing outside of you that could ever mean anything about who you are and what you're capable of, because who you are is a limitless soul, infinite soul, part, basically the entire universe in human form. And what you're capable of, you can't ever even find out because it's so damn infinite that even if you were to go out and pursue everything you've ever wanted to pursue, you would never run out because your potential cannot run out. Your potential is absolutely limitless. So what I used to do and what I see a lot of people making mistakes with is the fact that they are looking at these numbers, like the money goal or this manifestation, and saying, if I hit this goal, it's going to mean XYZ about me. It's going to mean I'm amazing. It's going to mean I'm awesome. It's going to mean I can do anything. It's going to mean that I'm worthy. It's going to mean that I'm deserving. And if I don't hit this goal, if I don't hit this number, then that means that I'm not worthy. That means I'm not enough. That means I'm a fuck up. That means this, that means that, that means XYZ. And that is when you start creating polarizing energies. And actually, James and I talked a lot about this because I was in Sedona at the time of my launch and he lives there. And I was actually staying in one of his houses that he currently Airbnbs out. And I was trying to explain this to him. He's like, yeah, Catherine, it's because when you get caught up in these emotional waves of just like up and down and allowing these external circumstances to mean something about you, you're creating a polarizing energy where when you get excited about what it could mean about you, you're also equally creating the opposite energy of how the lack of it could mean that you are something else that you don't like. And so you're constantly avoiding this thing that you don't want to associate yourself with, and you're constantly chasing this thing that you do want to associate yourself with, but you're creating this energy of like, how do I describe it? It's coming from a place of lacking self-worth. And when you lack self-worth, what are you going to attract? You're going to attract more instances in your life where you don't feel worthy. And so what I started doing is I started becoming very neutral about my launches, and actually took me some launches to practice this. I've been practicing this for all of 2020 and maybe like the end of 2019 too. And so this launch was no different. It's just that I've been practicing this energy so much that I was really good at grounding into it, and I was really good at being neutral. And I just stood my ground where I didn't let the ups and downs, like for instance, I think something crashed on day one, of course, something crashed on day one. I didn't make it mean anything about the launch. I didn't make it mean anything about my business. I didn't make it mean anything about who I am as an entrepreneur. And then, you know, in the first 36 hours, we hit $1 million. And so some people could be like, you know, woohoo, let's pop the champagne bottles. And I was really rooted in this energy of like, no, we're not celebrating until we're done. We're not celebrating. We're not talking about it. We're not making a big deal out of it until that cart closes. And then once we have our final outcome, once it's done, then we can make a big deal out of it. But while we're in this energy of a lot of shifts, of a lot of fluctuations, there's no way in hell I'm fucking this up. And so I was really like rooted like a tree, just deep into my purpose, deep into my mission, knowing that I'm here. I'm here to show up. I'm here to be me. I'm here to show up as myself. But nothing that happens means a damn thing about me. And that is really powerful energy, you guys. If you could apply that to your relationships, like let's say you're single right now and you're manifesting a hubby or a wifey, imagine coming across with that energy. Like that energy is magnetic. Anyone would love to be in your presence of you being so centered in yourself, and they know that they don't need you or you don't need them. That's like super magnetic. You are irresistible. So I became irresistible to this launch. I became so irresistible to money. Like money was like, damn, I want to be surrounded by her. She's not needy. She doesn't give off desperation. She's not an emotional wreck if I'm around or if I'm not around. There's no ups and downs. Like I want to be around her. And I truly believe, like I told you guys, I'll tell you at the end, which tip I really want you guys to focus on, but I'm going to spoil it right now because I'm getting really excited talking about it. This is a huge one. So the next tip is I made my launches strictly about my team's evolution and my students instead of me. Okay. So my students signing up for the launch is a really big deal. And I was just focused on setting intentions that only the students who are absolutely ready for the biggest breakthrough of their damn life would manifest into this program. And my team and I do this candle ritual every time we do a launch together. And with this candle, I didn't set a number. I didn't once mention, because I do a prayer out loud. And so I didn't mention anything about a $1 million launch. I didn't mention anything about numbers. I didn't mention anything about numbers of students. I never want to make my students feel like they're just a number to me. I really want them to feel how much I care, how much my team cares about their transformation. So in our candle ritual together, we really made it about the students, and we prayed for their transformation, and we prayed for their breakthrough, and we prayed that they would have an incredible time and that they would really come into themselves and know that they are worthy and deserving of investing in themselves. And every time I set this intention, I've been doing it for the last year at least with our launches, it's been magical. Like straight up magical, the kind of transformations that happen in our academies. It's been mind blowing because it's not about me. It's not about my team. It's really about them. But also as a CEO, I really made this launch about my team's evolution. So through the whole process, I celebrated them. I wanted them to hit a $1 million launch. It wasn't about me anymore. It was like, I want them to finally hit a goal that we've been setting for a really long time. And I want them to feel what it feels like to finally have a big manifestation come to life. And when that happens to them, guess what? Now that they have this proof, how are they going to show up in our next launch? You know, knowing that that's possible, they're all excited and they're all encouraged to show up, be like, fuck yeah, we can do this. Fuck yeah, we got this. The next tip is instead of hiring one more business or mindset coach to help me bust through my plateau, because I really felt that it was an energetic plateau, I decided to dive into seeking help from shamans. The reason why is, first of all, I feel so connected to shamans. And the reason why I feel so connected to shamans, especially after doing my plant medicine ceremonies, is because they really are the seers and the bridges between the physical and non-physical world. They see things that most of us cannot. And they literally took on a calling and signed a contract with the universe to do the work that they are doing, and that's what they would be doing for the rest of their lives, fully committed. And the calling of a shaman, you guys, is not an easy calling. I see too often, and this is something that Mikosi and I talked about in the podcast episodes that we had together, and you know, one-on-one basis as well. Like I just see, and she sees also, way too many people just out of the woodworks calling themselves a shaman. Like just because they did ayahuasca and now they're a shaman, or just because they served plant medicine once, now they're a shaman, or because they had a spiritual awakening, now they're a shaman. And now, respectfully, you know, there are instances where people just have been ignoring a calling and finally addressed a calling, and now they are actually are initiated as a shaman. But way too many people, I don't think, understand what it takes to be a shaman. And I have so much respect for this line of work, because it really is work. And you guys all know and love Mikosi. So I hired her a couple months ago, and she has been absolutely amazing for this inner work that I've been doing. And I also started to work with another shaman indirectly because I don't have daily contact with him, and we do a lot of our work through dream time. So yeah, literally in my sleep, which has also been super invaluable to me. And having their guidance and having their ability to see what I can't see in my energy field has been like having an energy hacker on my side. And they'll never give me like the actual answers. They'll always guide me to where to look and point out things that I'm not seeing. So I'm, you know, the work is still up to me, because what they're doing is they're bringing things into my awareness. And they're like, hey, Catherine, you might want to look at this, or you might want to look at why that triggers you. You might want to look at why you don't believe that's possible, blah, 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 blah. And some of the stuff that they show to me, I'm just like, oh my God, you're so right. Why haven't I thought of that? Or ever since I started working with like Mikosi, for example, it's like all of a sudden the floodgates opened up to where my intuition has been so much more streamlined, and so much more awareness has come through of like what is holding me back and what isn't serving me. And I told you guys in my episode, you know, after doing ayahuasca, I did an episode like, what is it like 6 months later? And I talked about how my soul does not have the capacity to hold on to things that don't serve me anymore. And I get very antsy and frustrated and angry and just feel so many negative emotions, like it's particularly dread when I am doing something or holding on to something or believing something that isn't serving me. So it's been like having an energy hacker. And this has allowed me to really up-level quickly because, again, like I said, the things that are holding me back are brought into my awareness, and they help me shift it by bringing it to my awareness. So I still do the work of shifting it, but it's like, hey, Catherine, you might want to look at this. And it's been so powerful because I feel like, you know, if I just worked with like a mindset coach, or if I just work with a business coach, which are all important and all serve different roles in our life and in our business and in our personal development, I just feel like I've done so much work through the business strategies. I've been part of a lot of masterminds. I've done a lot of like business strategy stuff. I'm obviously a part of Business by Design with James Wedmore. And, you know, I have James as one of my really good friends, and I can ask him at any point in time anything about strategy. And with mindset, I do mindset work all the live long day. And so it's awesome, but I felt like I needed to go deeper, and I felt like I needed to go into the spirit world, and I felt like I needed to connect more so to my soul and to my intuition to figure out, okay, all these things that I'm doing, they're obviously not working. They're not helping me bust through my plateau. So clearly I need something different. And this was my definition of something different. And this has been absolutely transformational for me in 2020. The next tip I have for you guys is keeping the faith. I know this is something that I talk about all the time, but I just want to stress this again. I kept the faith that no matter what, I will have a $1 million launch. That day is coming. It's inevitable. I don't have to worry about it. My only job is to keep showing up with enthusiasm, with excitement, with purpose to carry out the mission of helping the people that I was meant to help. And I really created what I call infinite patience. And this is a concept that I picked up from A Course in Miracles when I read it back in 2016. Well, I didn't read the full thing because if you guys know that book, it's very dense book, very long book. But there's a quote in there that I forever hold in my heart, which is, those who are certain of the outcome can wait and wait without anxiety. Again, those who are certain of the outcome can wait and wait without anxiety. It's called infinite patience. And I find that the more patience you have for something to show up in your life, the faster it's going to show up. So I really let go, like I said, of that energy of like, it has to happen. Because if you're coming from the energy of it has to happen, you're not coming from the energy of it's already done, right? So it's truly showing up as if you already had nailed your goal. And I've been practicing this for a couple of launches, but it was really in this launch in particular that I realized that I no longer need to nail this goal. I no longer need to have a $1 million launch, because energetically, as far as we're concerned in the spirit world, in the energetic world, it's already done. So my job is for me to just show up and just be like, that's it. And my team and I really showed up to the launch like it was already a $1 million launch. And this is actually a tip I got from James Wedmore. He applies this to his own launches, and I really love this. This is like the energy that my team and I showed up as, which was, what actions do we need to take today if we were operating like a team that has $1 million launches? Because if we already had $1 million launches, we'd show up in a certain way. So how can we all show up in that way? And what action steps are we missing? Something? Is there something we're not thinking about? You know, like, is there something we can do bigger? Is there something that we can do better? Is there something that we can tweak? Because as far as we're concerned, we're already operating like a team that has $1 million launches. It's already done. All we have to do is fill in the gaps in that blueprint and act as if, literally act as if, show up and just be. And then the last tip I have for you guys, this has been a game changer in my launches. It took me forever to do this, but to figure this out. But with this launch especially, I really did the things that lit me up, and I chillaxed the entire launch. Especially as a generator in human design, this is of like the most utmost importance for me. Doing the things that light me up is the key to my success. It's how I create more energy for the things that are important to me, is by doing the things that light me up. I decided to launch my program. I've been doing all my launches from home in the last year. And I remember the days in the beginning of my business with how much fun I had traveling the world and launching from different places, and how I would get inspiration from Sydney, Australia, or I'd get inspiration from Bali, or I'd get inspiration from all these beautiful places, France, where else? I think those are like the three main places. And it was just like magical. I'd just be like, oh, this is so much fun. I'm thinking of so many creative ideas. I'm creating so many fun videos. Like, it all feels so brand new and so fresh for me. Why haven't I done that in a while? Well, I decided that I hate traveling and launching at the same time, because I hate working and traveling at the same time. I really want to enjoy my travels. I don't want to be locked down, you know, in the hotel room with my laptop. That's just not the definition of travel for me anymore, with where I'm currently at in my business, where I can afford to take time off and give myself the space to be able to travel with no, you know, stress. But I realized that I was kind of missing that element. And so we decided to go and launch the program from Sedona, Arizona. So it's just me and Brennan, because that place currently lights me up, and it's my go-to place for relaxation, for rejuvenation, for inspiration. And so what I did all week was I got lots of spa treatments. I spent time with friends that live there. I went to go out and eat delicious food. I had plenty of hiking. We did so many hikes. I don't know if we did the ecstatic dance at that point, or was that a trip later? But anyway, just so many fun things that I did. I, you know, constantly caught up with friends, and I walked around with Leia, and I went to the crystal shops, and I went to the juicery, and I met some people that I met some of you guys there in Sedona. So it was really, really fun. And what took me forever to learn was that all the work for the launch leading up to the launch is already done. Like, my team and I, by the time the car opens, the work is done. All we got to do is show up for the customer support stuff and keep our energy high, keep our energy neutral. What I mean by that is keep it grounded, keep it centered, keep it neutral. Just know that our success is inevitable, because everything else is already done. So I realized, based off of that fact, if I'm working too hard during a launch, it means that I'm not, first of all, I'm not trusting my team to support me, because they got this shit handled. Like they really got it handled. And if I'm also working too hard during a launch, it means that I, on some level, believe that what we've done isn't enough. And guess what? Not enough energy equals not enough results. And that's key. Not enough energy, if you're coming from a place of not enoughness, you're going to attract not enoughness. And so, of course, my definition of not enoughness is anything away from a $1 million launch. So when I started to show up to my launches as like, this is a time for me to relax and receive. The cart open, cart close time is a receiving container. This is not for me to put out, because I've been doing that. Everything's already been scheduled. The posts are going out. The emails are going out. I'm just here to receive. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. I'm here to answer questions. And I'm here to celebrate every single student who pops in. And something that I've been doing is I've been saying thank you. And then the first name of whoever signs up for the program. So I get notifications directly to my phone and I literally see like, let's say Sarah just signed up for Rich Babe Academy. I literally go, thank you, Sarah. And I immediately visualize myself sending her a stream of abundance and prosperity. And I see her smiling and I see her excited and I see her literally celebrating the fact that she made this decision. And I see lots and lots and lots of prosperity and abundance coming her way. And I do that for every single person who signs up, every single one of them. So that is my job. That's the kind of things that light me up. So with this launch, I really double down on doing the things that lit me up and just relax during the launch. So those are my tips. But like I said, the thing that I believe is the thing that helped me bust through the plateau, if I were to pick any one of these, is that neutral energy that I came from the entire launch space. I didn't make it mean anything about me. And again, even though I had a $1.85 million launch, you guys, I'm still not making it mean anything about me. It doesn't change who I am. It doesn't change my capabilities as an entrepreneur. It shows me what's possible, but it doesn't change me at my core. I know that I am capable and deserving and worthy of infinite things to come my way. And so, yes, this is awesome, but my next launch, I'm still going back to this neutral energy of like, I'm just showing up, I'm being me, I'm here to serve. And when it's done, the end. And then we can assess and see what happened from that energy space. So, and I also don't make it mean anything about how I'm perceived by others, because I know, and I was used to be one of them, a lot of entrepreneurs are chasing goals just so that other people can see them as successful, just so other people know that they are a good enough entrepreneur, good enough business owner, good enough coach because they had a six-figure launch, right? That is not the energy and the space to come from, guys. That's not coming from service. That's coming from a selfish place ultimately because, again, you're making it about you. So with my launch, I came, I did my thing, and we already operated like we were running a $1 million launch and we acted as if. And that's it. That's it. Those are my tips, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have a manifestation goal that isn't manifesting for some reason, I highly recommend you rewind and re-listen to this episode. And although I talk about my program launch, again, like I said, these tips can be applied to absolutely anything that you are manifesting. So let me know by screenshotting this episode and tagging me at Manifestation Babe on Instagram how you love this episode. I am so excited to be back recording more episodes for you. So let me know what takeaways you got because that inspires me to create more stuff. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. Love you so much. Mwah. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.